Dictation test.
1번.
We have been studying for 5 hours.
Oh, really?
I think we should get some rest and relax for a while.
Or why don't we do the stretching we learned in PE class the other day?
'That's a great idea. Do you remember how?
Sure. It's very simple. First, we need to stand straight. And try to touch our toes with both hands without bending our knees.
Ivan.
Hello, this is Judy Palace Restaurant.
I'd like to make a reservation for tonight.
All right, what time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. How many people do you have?
There are 10 of us. And do you serve vegetarian dishes? 3 of us are vegetarians.
Of course. We have several vegetarian dishes. What's your name and phone number?
Olivia Ross, 081-2254-3312.
Excuse me, do you know where the nearest bus stop is?
Yes, just go straight 2 blocks and turn right at the corner. Yes. Then, if you walk down a few steps, you'll see a flower shop and an animal hospital. The bus stop is between them. You can't miss it.
I got it. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I think we have to start preparing our group presentation.
Good idea. Let's meet and talk after school this week.
I have to go to the dentist this Friday. The other days are fine with me.
I have afternoon school classes on Tuesday and Thursday. How about on Monday?
Okay, then let's decide the topic on Monday and prepare the materials on Wednesday.
That sounds perfect.
Excuse me, sir. Do I need to line up here to enter the school cafeteria?
Yes, you do. You don't look familiar.
I'm Gina, a third-year student. I transferred to this school today.
Where are you from?
I'm from Daegu.
Can I ask why you moved to Seoul?
My dad started working in Seoul.
I see. I hope you like your new school life here.
Thank you.
David, do you mind if I talk to you for a minute?
Not at all, Jimin. What's up?
Do you remember I borrowed an English novel from you a month ago?
Yes, I do.
I think I've lost it. I'm so sorry.
But, Jimin, I found the book on my desk yesterday. I thought you put it there.
No, I didn't. Oh, maybe someone found it and saw your name on it.
Number 1.
Do you think I should accept the proposal?
Of course.
Number 2.
Why are you so upset?
I'm annoyed that somebody stole my sandwich.
Number 3.
Would you mind taking a picture of me?
Of course not. I'm busy.
Number 4.
I wonder when the bookstore closes.
It closes at 10 p.m.
Number 5.
Thank you. I really appreciate your help.
You're very welcome.
Sunmi, let's go for lunch.
I can't have lunch with you guys today. Go with Steve and Jane.
Why? Are you on a diet?
No, I forgot to bring my science report and I have to turn it in today.
So are you going to write it again during lunchtime?
No, I'm going home to get it.
You'll have to hurry. You won't have time to have lunch.
So, can you buy milk and bread for me? I'll give you the money later.
I can do that. See you when you get back.
Soyoung, you're leaving for Canada in only a week, right?
Yes, I'm so sad.
Cheer up. You won't leave us forever. You can keep in touch with us.
You're right.
By the way, how long are you going to study in Canada?
I'm planning to study in Canada for 3 years.
It won't be easy, but I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. Do you need any help?
Yes. How much is this t-shirt?
It's $40. If you buy this one, you can get 50% off another one.
That's very nice. Then I'd like to buy this one and that one.
Good choice. That'll be $60.
Okay, here is a $100 bill.
Thank you. Here is your change.
Are there any good seats on the first floor for the next performance?
Yes, we have some good ones on the left side.
That's good. May I see the seating chart?
Yes, it's right here. How many will that be?
Just two.
I'm afraid I have no seats in a row.
Oh, we'd like to sit together.
Okay, then how about the seats on the second floor?
Okay, good.
If you want to write a good book report, try the following. A good book report should include basic information about the book, such as the title and the author. You should also write a summary of the impressive parts and tell how they made you feel. The most important thing is to write what you want to do after reading the book. It's okay if the book report is short. Just do your best to relate the reading experience to your own life.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Lisa?
Sorry, she's not in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold on. I'm ready.
This is Michelle. Please tell Lisa our tea time has been canceled because the typhoon will hit this afternoon.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's all. Thanks.
People use this to move upstairs or downstairs. You can find this in big buildings. You must be careful when you use this. You'd better hold the handrail and try not to run. Actually, you can move between floors much faster if you use an elevator. But I prefer using this. That's because I don't like waiting for the elevator after pushing the button.
Good morning, Judy. I'm getting my new cell phone back today.
What do you mean?
I bought a new cell phone a week ago, but the English teacher took it that day because I used it in class.
Did you use your cell phone in class?
Yes, I know I shouldn't have done it.
So it's been kept in the teacher's office for a week.
Yes. Oh, I should go to get my cell phone back. See you.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Minho. What are you doing here?
I'm looking for a gift for my parents because tomorrow is their wedding anniversary.
When did they get married?
I heard they got married in 1997. 2 years later, I was born.
What about your twin sisters? When were they born?
They were born in 2002, when the World Cup was held in Seoul.
Minsu went to the market to buy some fruit. Because he likes strawberries a lot, he asked the man at the fruit market to pack some strawberries. However, when he looked closely, he found the strawberries were not fresh. Moreover, they were also very expensive. Now he doesn't want to buy strawberries, and he wants to buy some apples instead. In this situation, what would Minsu most likely say to the clerk?
What are you going to do after school today?
I have to clean the classroom today. And I'm planning to borrow some books at the library.
And are you going home after that?
Yes. After doing my homework, I'm going to make a pizza.
Make a pizza?
Yes. My cousin is coming today. I'll make it for her.
Wow, I didn't know you're good at cooking.
You look upset. What's wrong?
I can't stand the people upstairs anymore. They make a lot of noise.
What kind of noise are you talking about?
They seem to have kids, and they run around all day long. Besides that, somebody plays the piano even at night.
That's too bad.
What should I do?
Subin, what do you want to have for dinner?
Mom, you asked me the same question 5 minutes ago.
Oh, did I? I remember nothing about it.
Really? I answered that I didn't care.
Phew, I guess I'm getting old. I often forget things these days.
Don't say that. It can happen to everyone sometimes, Mom. Cheer up!